Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. No survivors have been found after a private plane crashes in Virginia. Fighter jets were sent from Joint Base Andrews after the plane entered restricted airspace over Washington, D.C., leading to a sonic boom heard across the region. More from WUSA-TV's Rafael Sanchez Cruz.
It's the boom that was heard across the DMV, waking Rocket from his nap in Fairfax Station. Not far away, the loud noise interrupted Travis and his wife Hannah in Fairfax as they recorded this video. The sonic boom prompting 911 calls across the region.
Alarm 17 squad, explosion heard, 3156 Monroe Street Northeast.
This emergency call in D.C. detailing the confusion among district residents flagging down fire rescuers.
Haze from wildfires in Canada have been causing breathing and air quality problems in New England and elsewhere in the Northeast, but Halifax Mayor Mike Savage says firefighters are making progress in Nova Scotia.
While we are concerned about our fellow Nova Scotians in places like Shelburne and Barrington and others, I'm pleased to say that the Tantallon wildfire is officially under control. Now that means that they're contained, but it does and not expected to move, but the fires are not still all out.
There is a chance the price of the pump may go up after Saudi Arabia announced another cut in output. Other OPEC nations say they'll extend production cuts through next year. Bethany Bell is with the BBC.
The Saudi energy minister, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman, said the cut of 1 million barrels a day could be extended beyond July if necessary. This is a Saudi lollipop, he said, to stabilize the oil market. In April, several OPEC Plus members agreed to voluntarily cut production by more than 1 million barrels per day.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley is in Normandy to observe the 79th anniversary of D-Day. Milley met with World War II veterans and talked about the importance of liberating France.
As significant as it gets, actually, for memorializing the efforts that they did. And what they did was what were they fighting for? They were fighting for a better peace. They were fighting to make sure that fascism and Nazism didn't stay in control of Europe.
D-Day began June 6, 1944. Allied forces launched the largest amphibious invasion in military history. The U.S. Mint is expected to ship out its latest coin in the American Women's Quarter Series today. It features former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt and her legacy not only in the White House with her husband, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but also her role as the first chairperson of the then United Nations Commission on Human Rights. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheese making. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. Okay.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 50 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 78. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 58. Dry with seasonal temps Tuesday and Wednesday and highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
this summer.
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The military sent fighter jets to intercept a plane that flew into Washington, D.C. airspace. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Ultimately, as fighters caught up with that airplane, the pilot was not responsive. The plane did eventually crash about 100 miles outside of Washington in a national forest.
There were no survivors. Military jets flew at supersonic speeds, causing a sonic boom that shook that region. Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston is hoping to prevent more wildfires there.
Don't be stupid. Be safe. Be fire smart. Don't flick a dart. Don't have a bonfire. Don't do something that could start a fire. Be responsible and be mindful of the conditions across the province.
Recent fires have sent dangerous haze into the U.S. Correspondent Tom Fodi says get ready to pay more at the pump.
Trying to move oil prices up, Saudi Arabia says it'll produce and sell less oil starting in a few weeks. AAA reports an average gallon of regular gas now around $3.55.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 81. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 58. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Temperatures reach up to 75. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming.